She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and we're also live on the internet. And today, I'd like to remind you to plan your route, because the highest selling, one of the highest selling parts at the parts store is suspension parts, struts, ball joints, and you name it. It's all because of the potholes. But there's certain politician that ran for mayor that promised to fix the potholes. Well, ever since he became mayor, I never saw Waia Kamilo repaved. It's terrible, 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 terrible. But plan your routes, folks, so that you don't have to beat up your car. Okay? Okay, who do we have?
We got Edward calling from London, England.
London, England?
Hey, George, how are you?
Okay, good evening.
I'm the gentleman who called you a couple of weeks ago. Regarding the, I hope you don't mind if I don't talk about motor, but because we in England drive on the right side, on the left side of the street.
You guys are on the wrong side of the street.
Well, I don't know about it. I can tell you a joke about that, but never mind. Anyways, the reason why I called is because I wanted to let you know that we here in London, at least my friends, found out that and heard about all the things that are going on in Hawaii pertaining to the big snafu that the United States government made pertaining to having this minister or the Department of the Interior trying to make everybody a native, like the Indians, a native Hawaiian, like the Indians. And it fell back on their face. I hope that the Hawaiians will have the opportunity to remain Hawaiians. And there's a funny name they have, but it's a beautiful name, Naka Naka Maoli. So I take my hat off to the Naka Nakas for remaining Hawaiians in heart. And hopefully one day they'll get whatever they get, you know, the recognition for their nativity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want to say. And I heard and I followed the program on the internet, and it was really embarrassing. I think those people that were on the panel must have been really shocked at to see such a negative aspect coming back and the feedback coming back from Hawaiians towards the United States. Wow, it was a real bombshell for the United States. Anyways, I don't have a lot to say except that, and I want to congratulate all the Hawaiians for remaining steadfast on their feet and fighting for what is right.
Okay? Wow, mahalo.
Thank you, George. Mahalo and hello and aloha to all Hawaiians. Take care, guys.
Take care. Aloha.
Bye-bye, George. Bye-bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Ski.
Hello, George. Mahalo nui loa for what you did for me yesterday. I picked up that 2 gallons of the ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
And you sent me over to Marshall's, and I was on my way over there, and driving about 5 minutes, and I looked at my chip check light, check engine light,
mm-hmm.
and it was gone, off. So instead of going to Marshall's, I went back to the station that wouldn't give me the safety check because of that.
Yeah, but check engine is not, the check engine light is not part of safety check.
No, I know you told me that, and I mentioned it to the Wahine I was talking to, and she said, oh, no, I think... Anyway, I didn't want to get in an argument. She was kind of cute. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you that, God, it must have been 5 minutes, maybe less, maybe as soon as I turned it on. I don't know, but I didn't check it immediately.
How's it run?
Oh, hey, that's the other thing. I don't know. It, I personally feel that, hey, it's smoother. It's a little, got a little bit more power, I guess,
mm-hmm.
whatever. But anyway, what I was thinking, because the way I got to leave from Hawaii Kai, you know, I figured if I picked up one of those 2 gallon containers that, like, you've got there,
mm-hmm.
and I fill up 2 gallons over there, and then I fill up that so I don't have to make that trip that often.
Mm-hmm.
How's that sound?
Yep.
Does it sound like I'm Polish or Jewish or something?
A lot of people do that.
Okay, well. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you, let all of Hawaii that's listening know that if they got that check engine light going, try that ethanol because it went off like that.
Works good, yeah?
Yeah, great.
Good stuff.
Okay, well, I mean, mahalo okay. Nui loa and jing kuya.
Okay, aloha.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. I mean, you know, those of you not using ethanol... It's your loss. You know, can't say that I didn't say. More and more people are putting in ethanol and they're loving it, including former Governor George Ariyoshi. He runs ethanol in his Jaguar and he's loving it. Never ran smoother and better till he used ethanol. Okay? So, anyway, if your car is not legally registered and safety checked, and somebody hits you, you know, it's not the insurance company that insures the other car legally doesn't have to fix yours, because if you read your policy, it covers legal vehicles only. And if your car is not registered, it is not legal. Okay? So, there you go. Now, on this ethanol project, folks, you know, the economy in Hawaii is really going down, down, down. The ethanol project will help bring it up because of jobs. It's 1,000 jobs per island that it'll create. Okay? And if, now that's a big, big word, if they can't sell it as fuel, you can make rum, vodka, all kinds of stuff. It's bootleg liquor. That's what ethanol is. But, selling it for fuel, that can be done with no problem. For those people listening in California and the rest of the USA, the ethanol there is only 340, 350 a gallon. Some places 325. Ethanol is not expensive. But when we got to bring it in from Brazil, the shipping kills us. Okay? So, but anyway. Ethanol is good fuel. The exhaust from ethanol makes oxygen. The only people that really supposed to be complaining about ethanol is the auto repair shops. Because they have less work. But then, you know, they can do oil changes, brake job, front end alignment. Oh, that's popular right now because of the potholes. But to bring the economy up, I have yet to see or hear one politician say on how they're going to bring the economy up. They're all talking this and that and everything else. One, for example, is Brian Schatz. What is it, Brian? Is it that? I guess that's his name. That's running against Donald Mercado Kim. His commercials on the television is he's trying to make a law that anybody buying a gun, a firearm, has to go through a background check. Well, I double-checked with my friend Mario Yano, and he said, no. That has been in the books since day one. And anybody going to buy a firearm has to have a background check. It's already in there. So why is this guy coming on TV, running his ad, and saying that he's trying to do this good thing for the children of Hawaii? Why is he BSing everybody? I don't know about you folks, but I get sick and tired of listening to these BSs from the politicians. You hear it from most all of them. Now, please folks, you gotta wake up and vote for the right people. Because the economy of Hawaii depends on it. But I have yet to see one politician say how they're going to do the economy. Well, the ethanol project will take a lot of homeless people off the street and give them a job. That is the way to make and get rid of homeless people off the street. So that's one way. On the rail, way back in the 70s, this French guy came out and did a test or study about rail system for Hawaii. His study came out that Hawaii doesn't need a rail, because his study showed that for every car you take off the freeway, another one will take its place. That's common sense. Common sense. If you see the freeway open, you're going to drive to work. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Leo from Honolulu.
Hi, Leo.
Hi, George. How you doing?
Okay.
He's talking about politicians.
Yeah.
What I tell everybody is they need to go to the city council meeting and look at all the politicians. Go there for a week and look at them do the bills. You'd be surprised. People would be pleasantly surprised how they work.
They but don't work.
You're right. I have a perfect example of that. I was in Pearl City a while back with a friend of mine that has a business over there, and he was outside grumbling about the fence and the barricade, the banner they put across this, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And he was told to call his representative, so he calls this guy, Takai, and Takai tells him that he didn't have anything to do with it. It was the neighborhood board that had everything to do with this thing. So he was kind of mad because he's telling, you know, they're going to build the rail through there. They've wasted taxpayers' money putting up fences, and now they're wasting taxpayers' money putting up this banner that's going across the street. He flat tells the guy he had nothing to do with it. My friend calls Morioka at the Department of, I guess, the Highways.
Mm-hmm.
He tells him, oh, no. Mr. Mark Kai is the one that instigated this whole thing. He's the one that wanted this whole thing put up. Another taxpayer, waste of taxpayers' money. Look at this morning's paper with this bottle thing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to get hit with that now. We're going to all get hit with an increase because with a bottle tax to pay for the removal of the glass bottles that aren't redeemable. You know, look at our housing, our taxes. They keep raising them and raising them and raising them. I just got my tax bill the other day. It's double of what it was last year. Incredible. And we find out about this exemptions when Monday in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy, crazy, crazy.
Who?
But, you know,
but why did Takai lie to you?
Who the hell knows? He didn't lie to me. He lied to my friend.
Yeah.
But who knows, you know?
Wow.
They're all looking out for themselves.
You know, if your employee lies to you,
you fire him.
That's it. Fire the bugger.
Fire the bugger, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But like I say, people need to go, the people of Hawaii need to go to city council meetings for a week and just see how it is.
Mm-hmm.
They would just be, I've been there.
Blown away.
To do things, and they would just cannot believe it.
Yep.
Cannot believe it. But anyway, I love your show.
Thank
Keep
you.
Doing good. Keep okay. telling the truth.
Thank
Aloha.
You. Aloha. Okay, we've got to go to a break, and you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and we'll be right back. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob is doing good, and I'm not going to talk about politics, because you got me going already. What I am going to talk about is, you know, the first guy that called in with the check engine light?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, it's 2014, that's got to be the dumbest thing. It's like that oil light. When does the oil light come on?
When it's too late.
There's no oil. Like the brake light. The brake light comes on when the pedal hits the floor. But they got a check engine light that means nothing. You know, like it's computerized. Why can't they just have a little screen that says gas cap loose, oxygen sensor? And I know it's to get you to the dealer, but what are they charging now to hook up the computer? Like $95?
$150
for them to go in and say, oh, your gas cap is loose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to say. You know, that's just one of those things that I think about, too. It's like, what is this? Why can't they just tell you what's wrong?
Yeah, but you see, they're using that check engine light in the safety check, and that's not supposed to be in there. It's not in there.
It's not in the safety check?
No. Huh. Check engine light is not part of safety check.
But if your check engine light is on, does that affect the, I thought like the safety inspection was for like lights and brakes, you know, stuff that'll cause you to crash.
Yeah, but check engine light is not part of safety. It does not concern brakes, lights, or anything like that.
Right.
It's just telling you the car will stall.
Yeah, it's just telling you to get $150 out and go to the dealer.
Yeah. Yeah, but, it, you know, and they're abusing that to hustle business because the people have to have common sense. The economy is down. Go look at the repair shops. They're really, really super slow. So they do the safety check, and they love to do safety check because that thing hustles business for them, and the people cannot get any safety check unless they fix what they say they got to fix.
Right, yeah, exactly, which is why most people that I know, I won't say any names, the first thing they ask is, well, the second thing is, oh, will they actually check my car? I know you've heard that all the time.
They never check it.
Yeah, for a safety check, you're always looking for the place that doesn't check your car.
Yeah.
Which is another reason why it's a waste of time and money.
That's right.
And then if you get in an accident the day after the safety check, it doesn't matter.
No matter. The state can get sued, that's all.
Yeah, because the safety check is only, it's like you change a light bulb.
Yep.
If it blows out the next day, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's out. Well, anyway, at least we live in Hawaii.
Hmm. For now.
Oh, and this is, I'm not going to comment on this, but last night, somebody was actually trying to tell me, because I live in Hawaii, Kai, how the rail was going to ease traffic for me. Because they said, oh, no, you see, if you take the cars off of that side, and I was like, what are you talking about? I'm coming from the other direction. It's not going to, oh, no, no, it's going to make everybody's life better.
Yeah, right.
Okay, hold on to that. So, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Well, that goes to show, you know, people got to have common sense. But you see less and less of that now. Anyway, get on a better, brighter side. The last week of, well, it's next week, they're going to have the hot August nights in Reno. And they're expecting, according to Harvey Maeda, over 6,000 classic cars at the shows. The last week of July and a couple of days of August. They call it the Hot August Nights. Really nice classic cars. If you're interested in these classic cars and want to invest in them, that's the place to go. But I think the hotel rooms are all sold out. Anyway, the other thing that I'm bringing up, because it's election year, is what happened to the hurricane funds? The money that homeowners put in for the hurricane fund. What happened to it? That is not money for the politicians to spend. It's private money. It is not money that every Tom, Dick, and Harry put in. It's the homeowners that put it in. Now, you homeowners out there, you gotta get up and say something, because when the hurricane hits the next time, there is not going to be any money for you. I got a note that this is the person that took out the hurricane fund and spent it. Mufi Hanneman. Mufi spent the hurricane fund. That is not legal. Boy, how can you do illegal things and still walk around? That's so wrong. There's no thinking about the people. And you, the people of Hawaii, gotta get up and say something and do something. You cannot be soft and mushy all your life. I know this is Hawaii and you're supposed to be calm and happy and all that. But that doesn't mean you allow everybody to take the money out of your wallet and your purses. All I can do is tell you, whether you do it or not, I don't know. I can't do it for you. Okay? Now, I recommended for years and years to use silicone spray silicone on all your rubber and plastic parts of your car. A lot of people don't, especially on the radiator. When you don't spray the radiator, the radiator plastic gets hard and cracks. It's plastic. And if you don't know what is plastic, spray everything because it doesn't hurt. Silicone is a natural rubber and plastic preservative. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? I recommend using the Royal Purple HPS, Harry Peter Sugar, HPS, High Performance Street Oil, okay? That one there is the only one that has high metal protector. And for you on Kauai, Harvey Maeda is the only one that has it. Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. Harvey also has ethanol and that fantastic electronic rust-proofing device. And we have that too. It's a fantastic device that you put onto your car. It's lifetime warranty and it'll never rust. Okay? And for you people on Maui, Rodney has ethanol, and Rodney's number 808-344-1770. 344-1770. Okay? Try it. You'll love it. It'll make your car run good. Crested Cleaning Center on Oahu has the Royal Purple HPS, the good, fantastic Royal Purple oil. And I think he has a good supply of that fantastic Royal Purple oil filter. Using the two together, you don't need to change the motor oil for 15,000 miles. It stays clean, clean, clean. Tell you, it doesn't get dirty. Okay? Crested Cleaning Center. 942-2500. 942-2500. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Alvin from Kapolei.
Hi, Alvin.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You were mentioning about the classic car shows.
Mm-hmm.
And out here in Kapolei, there's a big meeting of classic cars every Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
In front of the Kmart and Wendy's restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Every Saturday evening, late afternoon to about 8, 9 p.m. And a couple of weeks ago, they had, I counted at least 100 cars.
Mm.
And they got everything from the 1930s Fords
mm-hmm.
to the Camaros and Corvettes.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of Corvettes with the grab bar on the passenger side.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume they have that. They've been having that every Saturday evening for the last several years.
Really?
Yeah. So instead of going to Reno, just come over here and take a look.
Mm.
Here at in front of Kmart and Wendy's restaurant in Kapolei.
I see.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, you heard that. Classic cars in Kapolei. Okay? Okay. We're still looking for old Hawaii Raceway Park drag racing photos. You know, if you could loan it to us so we can make copies and put it up on our website for other people to see the historic racetrack that Honolulu had. The first professional racetrack. Built in 1964, is now gone. It was gone in 2006 and never come back. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. The gas we recommend is the Shell V-Power Premium, the 92-octane. Is the gas that we recommend. No others. Shell V-Power. And we've been testing gas every week. And Dean Zane tested, and he gave his report today that he can't be on because he has another engagement. And he called me and said to let the people know that his test was the Shell V-Power Premium as the best gas. Okay? And this, folks, is not paid by Shell. We do it as a public service for you. You know, the state doesn't pay us to go check it. The state doesn't want us to check it. Let's put it that way. They don't want you to know. So, anyway. What you gonna do? Okay? People, you need to listen. Because otherwise, you're gonna be spending a lot of money. Okay, who's next?
We have Mark from Kauai.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, quick question. 96 Tacoma. You know when I start the truck, it makes a loud noise like screech. What is that?
Belts.
Oh, belts?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
When was the last time you changed the belts?
Well, not too long ago, I think.
It's not. When you change the belts, you got to take it and readjust it again because the belt stretches the first time out.
Oh.
Then she'll squeal.
Mm.
And the other thing that's be causing the squeal is you probably got a weak battery.
Oh.
Have your battery tested.
The battery can make that noise.
Well, the battery runs down and the alternator is trying to put back the voltage into the battery, and it loads up the fan belt, and it'll squeal.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
Okay?
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Dale from Macaulay.
Hi, Dale.
Yeah, hi, George. You know, in talking about the politicians and all, I was just wondering what your opinion of Duke Iona is.
My opinion?
Yeah. It may come down to an Iona versus Abercrombie. And I haven't gotten an opinion yet, but just wondered what you thought about Duke.
Okay. That's a very good question. Now, if you sit down and think about this, whoever did anything fantastic for Hawaii? They were all in office. And a lot of them are still in office. Who did anything? Who made a big impression on people as far as jobs?
Well, now what are you asking exactly?
Who made a big impression or who really did something for the people of Hawaii and not raise taxes?
Well, I think Duke, that's what I would think. I mean, of the choices that we have, it seems to me Duke is the best, but I'm not sure if there is really a good choice. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, okay.
You know more about this than most people.
Yeah,
so.
That's a good question, but let's back it up. Back up history a little and go to Hilo, Big Island. Way back, Bernard O'Connor was a guy standing by himself on the corner waving a sign running for mayor. The people were so fed up with politicians, they voted for Bernard O'Connor. Bernard O'Connor got in. He did not know anything about running politics or running the city. So he went to the workers of the city, not the managers, and he asked them, and they gave him advice. He turned out to be the best mayor ever for Hilo.
Yeah.
But somehow he died. When you rub or flip over the apple cart that is giving a lot of money to certain people, they don't like that.
Oh, okay. Well, so, can you get to the question I'm posing?
Okay.
What do you really think of Duke?
Well, he is the lesser of the two evils. But let me put it this way. And my bank manager for Territorial Savings asked me the same question just the other day. He said, hey, which of the four candidates running for governor would be the best? Which one is the lesser of the evil? So I looked at him and I said, let me give you this question then. You got a daughter? He said, yeah. How old? He said, 14 years old. Okay. If you needed to have a babysitter for her, and there's four child rapists, which one would you hire to watch your daughter?
Yeah.
None of the above.
Yeah. You know what? I got to tell you, George, I'm having a little trouble on the line right now. I'm hearing a kind of a... I'm hearing the conversation from about a minute ago, and I don't know. I don't know why I'm listening over the smartphone. So maybe
that's why
I'm talking to you, and perhaps getting the
feedback,
somehow the audio of the show at the same time. So
yeah.
It's a little hard for me to follow. But I think I'm going to kind of give up on the call because of the technical problem.
Okay.
But I'd still like for you very much to answer the question as best you can.
All right.
Okay? So I'll still be listening.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. Okay.
Okay. The question was Duke Iona or Abercrombie? Well, the lesser of the two evils is Iona. But my feelings about everything, folks, you know, I've watched this. I love Hawaii, and I did not see anything great from any of them. Okay? Abercrombie did a lot of hurt to the people of Hawaii by laying off a lot of teachers. And, you know, you don't pick on the children, on the teachers. You don't pick on the seniors. You don't pick on any of them. Because the politicians work for us. We don't work for them. Okay? They work for you. You, the people of Hawaii, owns them. They answer to you. You don't answer to them. If you tell them jump, they better jump. That's the way it's supposed to be. But it's not. And that's got to change, folks. Hawaii is a special place.
What do you... Okay, so somebody coming in, like first-time governor.
That's the best. Like Tracy Arakaki.
But they have to fix the problems now. So they have to do things to fix the problems. So everybody's not going to be happy. Some people are going to end up being unhappy.
The ones that are not going to be happy is the ones that getting the cream of the pie. That's the ones. Sure, not everybody's going to be happy. But the whole picture is you're not looking at certain individuals. You're looking at the whole entire state. The whole entire state. Not individuals. So you gotta think, who is the best for the whole state? Okay, who do we have next? Wanda? Okay. Anyway. Oh boy.
Okay, ready.
Okay.
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
Thank you, George. How are you?
Still alive, man.
Yeah, we're still vertical.
Yeah.
George, you know, just what you're talking about really dusted off some cobwebs about Abercrombie that I think a lot of people, they either forgot or they've never known this, but I want to bring it up for everybody that's listening because I've followed a lot of local politics and stuff, you know, just being, you know, I was born and raised here, and I care about my town.
Mm-hmm.
And what I remember, you know, when they started kicking off this rail project,
mm-hmm.
you know, we had all hoped the first time around that it was going to be dead and gone forever, right?
Yep.
Now, fast forward, Lucy Hanneman had just become mayor. And what was one of the first things that he started talking about?
A rail.
Yes, sir. Now, as that started up, what became known was that Neil Abercrombie from Congress was putting a lot of pressure on him and the local politicians here, saying, this is the time, you got to do it now, because the federal government is going to pay for a big chunk of it. That was the original talking points of the mm-hmm. project. And Abercrombie kept dogging Hanneman, even though, you know, a lot of people started coming up and saying, oh, no, wait a minute. How can we afford it? All the stuff that remembers Hanneman's famous words, do we need it? Can we maintain it, or can we afford it? You know, those three
mm-hmm.
lines?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden,
he changed.
Yeah, he stopped saying that, right?
Yep.
Now, that's all. I'm just going to leave it at that for everybody to kind of munch on in their brain about Mr. Abercrombie and Mr. Hanneman, whether you're for or against the rail project.
Mm-hmm.
You know, personally, I don't care, because I'm never going to ride it. Because of where I live, and I hate it because I know how it's going to look.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody with half a brain can go to Cliff Slater's website, who's been against it from the beginning, and go there, and you can see with all the detailed graphic imaging that's available now, and you can see what it's going to look like.
Terrible.
Right through. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I got, bud.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
What's that website you're saying you can go look at?
Well, I know that Cliff Slater, Slater, first name Cliff. It has different names, but I'm sure if you look up, it's something to do against the rail.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of our listeners can call in if they have the. I don't have it. Yeah. Otherwise, I'd give it to you. But
thanks, Rob.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha. Okay.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And for your information, Democratic primary candidates running for governor, Abercrombie, David Ige, and Van Tanabe. Van, excuse me, I don't think Van Tanabe is a politician. Okay, Republican candidates is Duke Iona, Charles Collins is a retired businessman, artist, and frequent candidate. Stuart Gregory is a frequent candidate. Okay. General elections candidate, Jeff Davis, solar contractor, radio show host. Mufi Hanneman, former mayor of Honolulu, that took our hurricane fund money. Misty Davis, Christina DeJean, Richard Morse Jr., Joe Spatola. These are the candidates running for governor, not just the four that you hear about. Okay, who's next?
We have Ray from downtown.
Hey, Ray.
How's it, George? I was listening to a little bit of Dr. Snow this morning. The guy comes on in the morning. You know him. He was talking to this guy about ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
I said, some guy wrote a book or something, and he was telling how evil ethanol is, based on a ecological point of view. How I think more so because of the corn crops that are grown and how it's being diverted for instead of feeding people is being so he was just talking so disparagingly. I just was thinking, there's nobody I don't think David Snow was seeking any callers, otherwise I would have called, but maybe next time you see him in the studio, just kind of give him a heads up. I don't know if he knows what
David Snow doesn't use ethanol.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Okay, well, He puts a lot of good stuff in his body, but he must ride a bicycle or something. He don't put nothing in his car.
he keeps destroying his car.
Right, bicycle, I think. Yeah. Okay, just to let you know, you got someone that needs a little education there.
A lot of people need education, and a lot of these people make negative comments about ethanol. Sometimes I think they're being paid by the oil companies.
Yeah, Provost Honduras, what's his name? He has no clue what ethanol is. He just buys a straight line. He looks up on the website, whatever the oil companies are saying about it, he just throws the party line without even having any first-hand knowledge, I'm sure. He may know some about engineering, but he knows nothing about ethanol, only what the oil companies tell him. Kind of a shame in a way, you know. I think he would just stick to talking about what he knows, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like the rail, his no good, which is we agree with him on that. But other stuff, you gotta be careful.
Yeah, you know, when he first ran for mayor, I met with him and I asked him about that. You know, what plans did he have for Honolulu as mayor? And he said, the rail. I said, there's a lot more than a rail.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know anything else.
It's interesting, though. You know, I think one of the things that they talked about putting the rail underground, you know, from going on East Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And I just heard the mayor talking about the project in Kaka'ako. They had Friday, they were, Channel 8 was on site in Kaka'ako on top of one of the buildings. They never talked about the legality of what you were talking about. They just keep on building. But the mayor was saying that, yeah, we're taking care of all the sewage.
No, he didn't.
Well, this is what he's saying. We're taking care of the sewage, and they built a tunnel running underneath Pearl Harbor going to the processing plant, thinking, that's interesting. I never heard of that before, but if they can do a sewage tunnel underneath there, they can build a road underneath there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But
no, they didn't build any sewage. It's still the original sewage there.
So when everybody flushes the toilet, when we get thousands more in Kaka'ako side, we have trouble.
They're begging for trouble.
Well, I hope a lot of people listen to that and try to avoid living in that area. That's just one of the major problems. The other one is falling down.
It's not just it's just not the people in Kaka'ako. It'll affect all of us because the sewer will overflow into the ocean.
That's what happened last storm.
It will happen, you know. And with what Mufi did by dumping the sewer into the Alawai Canal, that was a big no-no. And if people had common sense, how come the EPA didn't do anything about that? I called the EPA in San Francisco, and they told me if he did that in California or on the mainland, he's in prison.
But they don't let come out of Hawaii, right?
Yeah. People in Hawaii don't do anything. It's so sad.
Did you know the one, somebody I know, a friend who fell into the Alawai during that time, he actually ended up dying from the effects of the pollution of the water.
That's
within,
right.
Within 4 or 5 days, he was dead.
Yep.
No. So sad, I guess. You know, politicians can make a difference, good and bad, and mostly bad, happening nowadays.
They don't care.
It's all about the money. Apparently, money and power, but hopefully there's...
You know, that's the two things that the people gotta understand is when you maki, there's no money and there's no power.
That's right.
You go the same way you came.
But it's what you did here on earth what makes a difference, positive or negative, which your Heavenly Father is gonna judge.
That's right.
Okay, thanks, George.
Okay, thanks for calling. Aloha. Yep, give us a call at 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. Tracy R. Cuckey is not a politician, but he's now running for office, and he's good because he's not a politician. He'll run for you the people. Okay, so anyway, Brian Sotz, I don't recommend. Definitely don't recommend. Because number one, he jumped in and took Dan Inouye's place when Dan Inouye did not recommend him. Now, if somebody didn't recommend you, all Hawaiian way is you don't just jump in. You say, no, I wasn't recommended. Think about that. Look at the elections coming up, folks. Because every election is very important. very, very important for the future of Hawaii. Maybe not for you, but for the children of tomorrow. You know, for those of you that can remember how Honolulu looked like back in the 50s, it was awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Waikiki never had the problem of sand going away. Never did. But now they do. Could it be too many hotels putting too much weight and bringing that portion down lower? Did anybody try to figure it out? If it goes down, the water will come up and go take away the sand. Common sense.
But he said that the islands are sinking, I think.
That portion, yes.
But then the same thing's happening, say, like on Kauai.
What portion on Kauai?
Down on the west side near Hanapepe side, the sand is all washed away too. But they're not building there, so I think it's just...
Land is sinking. Anyway, just to let you know, get involved. Get up and vote. Yeah, you might have all kind of negativity about it, but at least you can say you did your part. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, George.
Yes.
You know what they say, that insanity is when you do the same thing over and over and you expect different results.
Yep.
If you put the same people in office,
it's insanity.
The same result. You're going to get the same exact result.
Yes. Yes.
So we better start changing the politicians. I mean, this thing about that sewage in the canal.
Yep.
This is the kind of stuff that they get away with.
People allowed it. I went flipping over on that thing. But I didn't see anybody jumping up and down. What if that was dumped in everybody's backyard? Then they would say something.
When it affects them, then they'll speak up.
Oh, my goodness. How can you dump it in the Alawai? You cannot even go catch crabs there no more. Oh, well, I don't know.
Okay, George.
Thank you. Okay, it's that time to say aloha, folks. And mahalo to all the callers that called in, especially Mr. Edward from England. Mahalo. And the rest of you that called in and shared your thoughts. And that's what this show is all about, helping the people of Hawaii and the world. Take care of each other, and please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha. To see a
The answer.